is election fraud or voter suppression on the other side? Is election fraud or voter suppression a bigger concern?
What is voter suppression?
I would suggest that voter suppression is taking efforts to prevent or not enable people to vote, or to make it harder, maybe.
Okay.
That's a pretty broad
definition. So, in America, where is voter suppression happening?
So let me give you an example. In Texas, in the state of Texas, they permit vote by mail, but under very limited circumstances.
Good.
I want to say in the last election, in Houston in particular, in Harris County, they decided to limit the number of ballot drop-off boxes to one or two locations. Harris County is huge.
Okay.
And actually, I'll just say they limited the number of ballot drop-off boxes, specifically in Harris County, a very big county, making it more difficult for people who are distant from that drop-off box to get there, particularly if you have a job that doesn't allow it. So,
how long were the polls open in Harris County? How many weeks?
Can't remember. Not sure.
That's significant.
That's relevant.
Because when I was a kid, we voted on one day. We all went to the fucking poll and we voted.
Sure.
My parents did. And now the polls are open for weeks. If you can't make it to the poll with your two legs, or Uber, or Lyft, or a bus, or a bicycle, or a friend, then yes, the box should be limited, because we've made every effort for the person in body and form with their thumb and their ID in hand to vote.
Have we?
Have you damn sure? You go back 40 years before you were born and see how much, how often, how long the polls were open. Go back and do your research.
So
if they're only open for a day, and now we got them open for 3 weeks prior,
okay,
then we're doing everything possible to allow everyone to vote in person.
So let me challenge that, if you don't mind.
Okay.
May I?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so what if, let's say we've got a population of people, and say that when we had the polls open just one day, say we had 20% of people making it to the polls on that one day, and say that as you expand access or increase the number of days that the polls are open, that number increases.
Correct.
And say that as you add more polling locations, that number also increases.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, what would you expect when you take away polling locations?
It all to decrease.
It would probably decrease. And so, if I decide to start taking away polling locations in areas where maybe people have a different political history
but
than
I... you're taking away drop-off points. You're not taking away the ability to vote. Because you got 3 weeks open.
Yeah.
So, if you take away drop-off points, I'm all for it, man.
Okay. Why are you for it?
Because I believe I want the person to get off their ass and go to the poll and vote.
Okay.
And I want them to do it with their ID or their thumbprint.
Okay.
I'm a full believer in retina or thumbprint to vote.
Okay.
Not just your Social Security number. Because anybody can have my Social Security number.
Wouldn't you? Aren't there ways to find out? I'll say that in Colorado, I believe you get notified once your vote has been cast. So there are some ways to find out if, say, I have your Social Security number and I vote. You will learn about it and have a chance to get that ballot corrected.
In Florida, they don't tell me
oh, by the way, somebody cast my vote for me.
Okay. They should do
and,
that.
And they don't.
Maybe
and
they should do that.
Well, you know, I go up and I show up in Florida with my driver's license and I pull it out and they check me off.
Okay.
So I don't need them to notify me.
Okay. All right.
And
sounds like there may be more than one way to skin that cat then.
It's a national vote, but it's governed differently in different states.
Right. And even, and, I think, even lower level than that, I think. Is that
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Like it's...
Maybe. I don't know.
I think that's right.
But if you go back 40 years and we were doing it all on one day, why? Why is there voter suppression if we're doing it over 3 weeks?
So let me go back to that sort of thought experiment we had earlier, where as you increase the number of days... And as you increase the number of locations,
right.
more people will vote. Okay. And so now if I'm tailoring either the number of days or the number of locations in such a way that has a political impact, couldn't that be problematic?
Only because as time goes on, people will figure out more fraud. And I believe one day, one vote, there's less fraud. So, because the real people that want to vote are going to get off their ass that day and go vote.
So let's talk about that. Right now, what might be challenging about that is that not everybody is able to, not everybody is Chauncey and can easily get a day off work to go do that. Right now, we've got everybody at the polls
okay.
on one day.
Make
I might
that
have to be
day
in line
the
now.
National holiday, okay. and everybody gets that fucking day off.
I'd support
everything
that.
Closes.
Yeah.
Walk your ass down and get in the big long line.
Well, okay. Let's let most things close. We still need buses to run. We might still need Ubers so that people who live 10 miles away from the Harris County polling location can go get there.
But wait, that's the drop-off point, Chauncey.
Okay, I actually
because,
can't remember. Was it the drop-off
you
point?
Know,
do you remember
the
that?
The drop-off point for maybe a something that you're going to drop in there is going to be somewhere off. But polling locations, they're all over the place, man.
Okay.
And if there's not a polling location within 4 miles of your location... then I'd be extremely surprised.
Okay.
All right, and yet, I'm extremely ignorant of all these things, but I believe one person, one vote, one ID. Bring a picture ID, damn it.
So I'm on board with one person, one vote. That is legitimate.
Yeah.
How it's legitimate, I don't care.
Yeah,
I just care that it's a
because
joke.
The kid, the guy that didn't get vaccinated, sitting in my jump seat, he also believed that the whole last election was all voter fraud. Everybody's given a lot in life. But if you good people don't go out and find women and have babies,
yeah.
all the freaking weirdos in Walmart are going to be the only people having kids. I can't have that, Chauncey.
Yeah. I'll do what I can for you, JC.